Nedarim, Perek Vav, Mishnah Zayin, 6-7. The Perek continues on with the implication of various expressions for Nedarim. Here we say, Hanodar min hayayin, a person says he won't have wine anymore. Then, Mutar betavshel sheyeshbo tam yayin, he still could have a dish which has wine flavor in it, wine added to it. The reason why is because when a person says, I won't have wine, he means to drink wine as we know it, not to have any wine even added as a flavor to stew, because that's stew, that's different than wine. Again, the Mishnah here doesn't mention Rabbi Yehuda Shita from the previous Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda, of course, would disagree. He'd say, listen, the same way gravy is forbidden because it has meat flavor, so too the dish would be forbidden because it has wine flavor. Amar konam yayin zeh she'eni toem. In contrast, if a person points to a particular bottle of wine and he says, the wine in that bottle is forbidden to me as if it were a korban, so therefore the whole wine becomes iser, all forbidden to him, not kosher. So of course then, v'nafal atavshil, if that wine, which is not kosher to him, if you will, falls into the stew, im yesh bo benosen tam, if there's enough wine there that it can be tasted, detected, we usually call that like, you know, one part in 60, but whatever it is, if you can taste the wine, then hareza asur, then the stew is forbidden because he forbade that particular wine as iser to him, and the same way, you know, if it's not kosher food that fell into the stew, it's forbidden even to mix, so too the wine falling in the stew, because it's this wine itself, which is iser, which, and the, like, tam ke'ikra, the taste of the wine is there, so it's like the wine is there. Hanodim min ha'anavim, if a person says he won't have grapes, mutar b'yayin, he could drink wine. Again, same as the previous kind of thought, of course, the grape flavor, grape liquid is inside the grape juice. But the point here is that when he said grapes that he was proscribing, he meant grapes and not wine, therefore he could drink wine. Min hazeisim, if a person takes that against olives, mutar b'shemen, olive oil remains permitted because, again, when he said he's not having any olives, he didn't mean olive oil, he meant olives. Rabbi Yehuda would disagree with all these things for the same reason as above. Amar konam zeisim v'anavim elu, if a person, however, says, those particular olives, or those particular grapes are forbidden to me, she'eni toem, I won't have a taste of them, by force of a neder. So then, like the previous case regarding the wine, so it's the actual olives and grapes that are forbidden to him, and that being the case, aser behen, not only can he not have behem, the olives and the grapes, but also uvayotzim hen, he's also forbidden to have whatever comes out of them, meaning the grapes, the juice that came from those grapes, or the olive oil that came from those olives.